National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Welcome to hour number two, 6 minutes after the hour, minus John Bagnasco. We do wish him well. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. Good hour, full of a lot of information, so much so that we're going to keep Nick on at least for the first segment. We continue to post links on our Facebook page that deal with the various topics and discussions for today, so they're always going to be there if you don't have a chance or didn't get to watch us on Facebook Live but want the information, go back to our Facebook page.
Yeah, and right before the break, we were talking with Nick, and he is mentioning one of the plant selections for right now to look at is camellias. And beyond the fact that they are a good low-water plant once they're established, and they do fill that wonderful gap of shade, sometimes slash sun-loving plant, if you go in the nursery right now, you're getting to see them in bloom, which you don't always get to do.
This time of year.
And so it's exciting because, number one, you get to see the flower in bloom, so you get to see the variety that you're picking out. But number two, this fills that gap in your garden where normally we don't have things in bloom, but this is a shrub that does. So, Nick, was there anything else you wanted to mention on the camellias?
Well, Tiger, and I'm gonna put you on the skewer here.
Uh-oh.
You're a nurseryman. What's the very best planting mix for a camellia? Because they do need some special soils, don't they?
Yeah, so, you know, camellias are an acid-loving plant. So, you know, one of the things you have to consider, like we talked about in the very beginning talking with you, is the soil that you're planting in. This isn't something that's going to like Southern California native clay soil. It's going to be much more amended. You're going to want to use some kind of organic mixes with either something like a peat or some kind of more organic material, because where they're native to, they have much more of a, I would call it a forest floor, where a lot of debris is decomposing in the soil.
And they eat that right up, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. And it helps their root systems keep wet and, you know, set and everything. So I would say if you're going to be planting a camellia in the ground, you're going to want to make sure to mix it with a compost material, maybe adding a little bit of fertilizer that's geared towards them to kind of change the pH a little bit. What do you think?
Cool. Yeah, I think you're right on the mark. I'm starting to see a lot of nurseries carry a product called cocoa core or cocoa fiber, and that's another replacement for peat moss. There's a lot of wonderful products on the market. You know, you can buy something, you know, azalea or camellia planting mix, and it'll really give the plant a good start. The other great thing about camellias, you know, they do great in the ground with the right mix, et cetera, but they love containers. And to have camellias up on the patio with you, you know, especially, you know, we can barbecue year-round in the warmer climate, and you can enjoy camellias up there with you on the patio. So it's a fabulous plant.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you had mentioned you had another plant that you wanted to talk about this morning.
Yeah, well, I've got about 30 more, but I guess I have to narrow the list down.
Yeah, go ahead.
So here we go. The first one is a lavender called Merlot. That's M-E-R-L-O. and this is part of the Sunset Program. And for those of you in the southern part of America, it's also part of the Southern Living Program. And I think this plant is going to be sold as an annual in the colder climates of America. So all your listeners have got something here. It is a fabulous variegated lavender, sage green center with a soft gold outer, and the most fragrant lavender you could ever wish for. She doesn't bloom very well, but that doesn't matter because she makes up for it in her fragrance and foliage. Then we have, can I keep going?
Yeah, go right ahead. We're on target. Okay. Go right ahead.
All right, cool. We have two Hesperellos. That's so I'm going to spell it for you, Hesperaloe. And the common name is red flowering yucca. These plants do beautifully in the hot regions, and they do great down to a USDA zone 5, possibly a zone 4. So those of you in New Mexico, Colorado, up in the Rocky Mountain regions, a great plant for you. Look for new varieties called Pink Parade. Pink Parade will have a flower spike that gets 6 feet high with large pink draping flowers, just gorgeous. And then my favorite is called Desert Flamenco, as in the flamenco dancer. This is the most foliferous of all the red flowering yuccas. The plant will get about maybe 3 to 4 feet high. Masses of flowers, long bloom season from spring right the way through autumn. They're also a magnet for hummingbirds, pollinators. When you get the hummingbees, the honeybees, the native ones that tend to be staying on late if we get an Indian summer, this is a great plant because it will have flowers on there for them.
It sounds like, you know, some of these plants you're talking about introducing into the market right now, they tend to be more almost architectural, because it's not always just about the flower or, you know, the structure of the plant. You know, you're talking about real dynamic things when it comes to foliage, shape, flower, and, you know, and then, you know, you put it all together, because I know the Hesperellos, they have this floppy kind of almost agave-esque structure sometimes, or a flax or a Dianella sometimes, but then these spike flowers that are also catering to hummingbirds and butterflies and bees and things. So not only do they serve a purpose architecturally, but then they also serve a purpose native-wise, right?
Tiger, you are absolutely on the mark. You really are. That's a great insight you've given there. And I think we're transitioning into a period of plants in America. I personally believe there's more interest in gardening today now than there has ever been in America before. And I've lived here for like 34, 35 years. And plants used to be kind of trendy and hip. Now plants are part of a cultural change. People see them as environmentally very important. You know, they really understand the value of them in their gardens. You know, things like horticultural therapy are being talked about more, where plants help in healing. You know, It's getting broader. It's getting more and more exciting.
Yeah. Well, Nick, I want to thank you very much for joining us. That is all the time that we have to be able to spend with you, but it's always a pleasure chatting with you about what's out there in the market, what's coming to the market. Is there anywhere you want to send our listeners to go for more information that you have for them?
Well, thank you. Please go to the Village website, www.village.com. If you're a landscape architect, designer, you can leave us a message there. We'd love to chat with you. If you are a gardener, you love your plants and you just want to buy plants, we have in Sacramento, we have a garden center on Bradshaw Road. We have one in Huntington Beach, and we have one in Orange County in off Tustin Avenue. So we'd love to see you. Fire us your questions. And I'm just sorry we couldn't get to speak to John today.
Yeah.
We'll do it again, though, Nick. We will.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Have a good rest of the weekend.
You got it. Thank you, Nick.
You too. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
And we do have that Village website posted on our Facebook page already.
Yeah, definitely, because they have a lot of good info on their website, a lot of good tips and kind of things that you need to know when picking out plants. So
right.
That's good. Some good stuff.
And again, more questions, people just joining us. The name of this plant, which people are looking at on Facebook.
The Grevillea Ned Kelly is
Ned
the one
Kelly.
That we have in studio
and it's named
right
after
now.
The Western wrestler from Australia.
Bush Wrangler? Yeah. I guess that's kind of like an outlaw from Australia.
Okay.
Because all Australians were outlaws at one time.
Sure. And that's what that plant is right there. And again, this plant here, though, we talked about the care for this plant. Not much care except it can be overwatered very easily.
Yeah, you got to be careful in a soil mix that keeps water, or if you water too frequently, you can rot them out. And then as Nick mentioned, too, do not use a phosphorus fertilizer on it. And phosphorus is usually what they coordinate with a blooming fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of fertilizer that's geared towards flowering plants,
right.
You want to avoid. It's not going to mind the nitrogen. It's going to love the potash even more. So if you can stick with just a straight kind of potash general fertilizer, it would like that. But nothing towards a blooming flower. It's not one that's going to enjoy that phosphorus in the soil.
And if you do have it in a pot, make sure there's plenty of good drainage for what we just talked about in terms of overwatering it.
Yep.
Probably safer in a pot for the overwatering or not?
Yes and no. They do well in a big pot, nothing small. And, you know, definitely safer.
They need room.
Yeah, definitely safer once it's established in a pot for overwatering. But sometimes they can be a little tough to get established because there's that fine balance between letting it dry out too much and then keeping it too wet. So in a pot, you just have to be careful with that. Now, one of the things I will mention, though, when we get back to Marake, I'll talk about the difference between native plants and what's a common term now called nativars.
Okay,
this is
very
a big
good.
Topic this morning.
And whatever topic you want to talk about, give us a call, 855-424-9825, or post your question, your comments on Facebook. As we continue to monitor, we'll get to your questions. Probably can guarantee to get to most everybody if you get in on time. It is almost 17 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox here, Facebook Live. Thank you for joining us. Coming right back.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Okay, we are back during the break. You probably saw me on the phone if you were watching on Facebook Live. That was John. He's at a garage. He has car overheated, and he drives a 1996 Toyota. So,
like you said, though, cars stopped overheating back in the day.
A long time ago.
Would you not add water to it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, John is safe and sound. Everything's good. Hey, you know, we're getting people. I think Kathy's in Virginia. Rochelle's in Tucson. We're getting people that normally listen and watch the show from out of town watching us. So thank you for the shout out. We appreciate you tuning in on Facebook. And that is the beauty, wherever you are in the world. Your folks were in Italy and watched the show, right?
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of fun stuff. You can log on anywhere.
And never miss the information, because all the shows are cataloged on Facebook Live on our page. All the information, all the links are right there. Now, you wanted to come back with a topic.
Yeah, so what we mentioned before we went to the break was natives versus native R's. And the term native R came from the coining of the cross between a cultivar, which is some plant that we've created, and a native, which is supposed to be native. And it's weird that we talk about natives in different terms because, you know, as we mentioned with the grevillea, we say native to Australia. Well, Australia is a big country. But yet here we talk about plants in San Diego or Southern California, and we'll say native to San Diego or Southern California.
Your point is native to Australia may be just a portion of Australia.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of a funny thing to talk about when you're trying to pick a native. You know, are you going to get really, you know, geographic specific?
It's a broad term.
Or are you just going to go more general? And then when we talk about, for instance, the Grevillea Ned Kelly and the Grevillea the King series that Nick had mentioned earlier, and Penstemon, which are found all over the country and all over the world, growers will take a native Penstemon and then modify it a little bit and then put a name on it. Well, now is that considered native anymore, or is that, you know, it still has all of its native characteristic? It still grows where it's from. It still has the foliage that it has where it came from. Just the flower maybe is a little bit different, the stature.
So then, in a sense, it becomes a cousin of the original native.
Right.
Because you've modified it.
Yeah.
Now, by modifying it, does that mean that the care changes?
Well, it doesn't mean that the care changes. But I'm saying, does the term, is it native anymore?
Does it still apply?
Well, is it native? If you've changed it, now is this a native plant or is this now a non-native plant because you've created it? And this happens in nature. The Penstemon, for instance, Margarita Bop, we talk about that one a lot because it's got a fun name. Bop stands for back of the porch, which it was found at the back of a porch of a woman named Margarita's house. And the funny thing about it is, like, there's a lot of Penstemons out there that look very similar to that one. It's just this one had these specific flowers with a little bit of a tinge to it that ranged from violet to purple to a light blue. And that happened in nature. that could have easily happened in a lab somewhere,
right?
But it happened in nature. So it's considered a native because nature did it. But now if we were to take that same penstemon and maybe integrate a little bit of red into that same flower, still the same plant, but now is it considered native anymore because it happened in a lab?
Because human hands are all over it. The fingerprint of human beings have affected the plant.
Yeah.
Interesting question.
Yeah.
Perhaps we could come up with a new name that would apply to all of those plants that were changed in a lab or by people that wear white coats and,
I think that's where that term nativar came from.
Nativar.
Because, they couldn't call it a native anymore, but they didn't want to call it a cultivar because then it gets the bad name as far as, they manufactured this plant and blah.
Yeah.
But, there's still a lot of its native characteristics. So, it's interesting when we talk about these plants that especially, some of the ones, Nick mentioned, the Muhlenbergia, the Grevillea, the camellias, all of these things. At one point in time, they were native somewhere. And then we've kind of grown them and changed them and adapted them to fit elsewhere.
And what is the reason? Why would people do that? Just to see what they can get out of it? Or I know sometimes plants may have a certain characteristic that might be a negative, and they're trying to change it to get rid of that negative and make it maybe easier to grow in certain climates.
It all truly started with where all plants kind of came into effect, and it's food and medicine. So when people started trying to grow things for food, they needed to make sure it would grow well and be productive. So then they started changing the plants to make sure they performed better in their climate. They would grow a row of corn, and they would pick out the strongest corn, harvest that, keep that seed for next season, and so that way the next year's crop was stronger.
Right.
Medicine. Maybe they needed foliage off of a particular plant, and this plant didn't produce a lot of foliage or didn't grow very quickly. Well, they wanted to change it so that way it would grow quicker and they can harvest more off of it.
Sure, sure. That makes a lot of sense. So nativar is the term given to a plant that has been altered not naturally by nature.
Right.
Oops. I'll turn your mic back on.
I turned it off. Yeah.
You coughed. Yeah, okay. It's well, people cough. It's okay. I've got the master board here. I can help you out. Okay, 855-424-9825, or you want to post your question on Facebook right now. We will get to it because I think we've answered all the questions so far. So if you want to post a question or a comment, we will get to that.
So the next question we had was regarding an organic weed killer, right?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Hold on.
You're going to keep coughing. Are you getting sick or is this allergies?
No, it's over getting sick.
Okay, we do have a question. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on the air. What is your question for Tiger and Brian on this Saturday?
Well, hi, Tiger and Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a question and a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought that native R that's derived from a native should be called a native D instead of a native R because it's native derived, derived from a native. And that way, if anybody cares, you could see that it's either in parentheses, native derived.
Yeah.
Which would kind of explain. I mean, native R, I mean, heck, I wouldn't know what that is unless I heard this great show.
Yeah, that's a good point. That would be a good thing to kind of maybe start to coin as far as maybe, native, but put a D at the end of it so that way they know it's derived from a native plant but necessarily isn't native.
Now, Deborah Lee Baldwin chimed in on Facebook, and she puts it very well. She says, native R, native plant that's been modified, thereby creating a cultivar that has the characteristics of the original but is slightly improved by human hands. Very well put, Deborah Lee. Thank you. that makes sense to you also? Yeah, there you go right there. Because it can become confusing, but really simplified down to its process, that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Right.
Any more questions for us?
And I was just wondering if you had a suggestion for an organic weed killer, but I had to leave and go change the water outside, and I may have missed if you've answered it already.
No, we'll be sure. We'll answer it again. Go ahead.
Yeah. So,
Tiger,
when it comes to organic weed killers, first tell me what kind of weed are you trying to kill? Are you trying to kill a dandelion, something that gets produced by seeds, or are you trying to kill something like Bermuda or crabgrass, which is more like by roots?
You know what? We got to take a break, so hold that thought. We're going to approach 30 minutes after the hour. Stay with us. Don't go away. And again, if you want to join the conversation by phone, like we're doing right now, 855 855- 424-9825, or right there on Facebook Live with your questions and comments. John Bagnasco, we got a phone call. He's fine. He's at the garage. His car's being fixed. He's back with us next week. We're going to take a break, come back, and address more of this here. Tiger Palafox, Brian Ming, Facebook Live. Thank you for joining us as we step aside, taking
a
break.
I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are back 35 minutes after the hour. Thank you for watching us on Facebook. I want to thank Steve. We have Steve on the line right now who called in at 855-424-9825. Tiger?
And before we went to the break, we were going to talk about weed killers or organic weed killers. And I was asking Steve, what kind of weed are we trying to kill here? Are we trying to kill a root weed like a Bermuda grass or crabgrass or more of a seed weed like a dandelion or oxalis?
Well, I think for the most part, probably the second. I don't know, you know, a lot of names for weeds, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I should. But, you know, lamb's ear, I know I've got in the garden, I think it's called, referred to as lamb's ear. And gosh, that thing's got roots that go way deep. But, you know, it starts out with lots of leaf growth. And I've assumed that to be that classification. And then, a lot of stuff that just pops up between, you know, your driveway, the cracks in your driveway, and start,
A lot of the time.
Other stuff.
Now, go ahead, Steve. Finish up.
No, I was just saying I hate to use that other stuff, you know, that many problems.
Yeah, the glyphosate.
I've heard that there is hydrogen peroxide in an agricultural strength, which is 35% solution, which I haven't found anywhere yet.
Well, let me touch on a few things regarding this topic. Number one, when it comes to weed seeds, they get distributed by flowers, animals, whatever it may be, and they come up. Those are the usually ones that come up in the cracks because all it is a seed that sets roots in a little bit of soil, comes up in a crack, and kind of grows from there. Pre-emergence can work really well with that one. Sorry, I'm going to go through another coughing fit here. But, you know, when it comes to other things, you can use vinegars, salts that are based, and then they will help kill weeds by burning the foliage and not allowing them to grow. But what they do is they make it more manageable, easier to pull. There's not a lot of great organic things out there that are going to kill weeds.
Have you heard of that hydrogen peroxide, that strength? Is that worth trying?
Yeah, I mean, what it does is it burns the foliage. So just like vinegar, which is probably easier to get and a little bit not safer to use, but easier to kind of manage, all you're doing is burning the foliage. And that gives you an opportunity to, number one, stunt the weed so that way it doesn't continue to grow and develop into more weeds or produce a flower. And it gives you an opportunity to go out there and truly pull it before it, again, either produces more roots or flowers. So neither of them really, I would say, what we call kill the weed. They just give you the opportunity to, get the problem under control. I would recommend for most people that are trying to do weeding organically, they're really involved with pre-emergence, things like corn gluten, there's some other products that aren't organic on the market, but good to use, like Preen. They prevent seeds from germinating in the soil. And if you can stop the cycle of the weeds from coming up, then you can prevent from having to weed at all. Pre-emergence don't allow seeds to germinate. And so that means also if you plant any seeds, like flower seeds, vegetable seeds, they will not germinate. So you have to be careful when using them, where you use them, how often you use them.
So the key is stopping the cycle so you don't have the problem anymore.
Exactly. And that's the best organic way to do it. Don't let the weeds get out of control because that's when they produce flowers. That's when they produce their baby roots and things like that will continue to spread. If you stay on top of it, then you can stop the problem with ease. It's when you let a garden get out of control, it's really hard to get it back under control. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds good. So if you give me some ideas, it sounds like maybe out in the driveway where I'm not doing any gardening, or only thing out there is landscaping, a few landscaping features that I can avoid. Just maybe use a little bit of pre-emergence out there that's going to go nowhere but, you know, directly down or on
yeah,
the cement.
Right.
And then
right,
my garden, exactly. Maybe try something else or just, I do the natural pull, the big ones for that, you know, spread their seeds. But what about, like, burning in an area that you have a bad case of it will probably help.
Yeah, so
I guess, burn.
Are you talking about with like, a flame torch or something?
Well,
or are you talking about
maybe,
just burning
if you're going to. Yeah, like say my cornfield, if I got a lot of lambs here and there, maybe set a little patch of corn stalks on fire there.
You got to be real careful with that, especially in Southern California. They don't like you doing any of that around here. If you're in a more wet climate, I see that kind of style of weeding happening more often, but I definitely don't recommend that anywhere in a dry climate. You never know what's going to catch on, and you don't want to put yourself at risk.
Yeah, no, we can only do it. Yeah, we're at semi-rural, they allow it during a rainy season, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's coming up, but
yeah,
that's the only other thing I can think of. But so great. Well, that's a lot of help. We'll use a different kind of garden than you would on the driveway.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Steve, alrighty. Thank you for the phone call. Call us anytime. Watch us on Facebook, and we do appreciate it. All right, Steve, thank you.
All right.
Okay, very simple. 855-424-9825. Again, 855-424-9825, like Steve did, or right here on Facebook Live with your questions and your comments. Todd, we have a question about your heritage.
About what?
Your heritage.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
Deborah Lee Baldwin is very curious. We talked about your folks going to Italy on vacation.
Uh-huh.
She thought you might be of Italian descent.
I'm a cultivar?
Yeah.
A cultivar? Or am I native to Italian? Or am I a cultivar of an Italy descent?
I said no. Was I right?
Correct. I am... My family comes from Spain.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
okay, so you're close to Italy. We're getting there.
Yeah, exactly. European.
Okay, European.
Yeah. So Spain, Mexico, California.
I love that. And California. And I'm a
United
mixture.
States.
I'm everything. English, Dutch, Scotch, Irish, German. It's all a mixture, you know, of everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Did you ever do one of those ancestry tests?
You know, yes, actually, I have. And I do have some Cherokee Indian as well on my mother's side of the family. And on my mother's side of the family, we were able to go all the way back to Jamestown.
Wow.
Way back to Jamestown. And, you know, that ancestry thing is pretty cool because I also found out a lot of things about my father on his side of the family and where he was in 1930, because you get a census. You get people who came over on certain boats and who that census was. And, yeah, it's very interesting and very curious. If you haven't done it, I recommend it. You'll find things out about your family. Now, sometimes you'll go so far and things stop, and there's just no record.
Yeah.
But my mother's side of the family, all the way back to about 1620, right there in Jamestown.
Well, and nowadays, kind of like with plants, they do you can do these ancestry tests, but they don't just give you fun, you know, historical information about your family, but also you could – preventative health. If you know where you kind of derive from and there's these... What you're susceptible of, you can... Hey, I'm very susceptible to diabetes. I need to avoid these things.
Right.
And therefore, I'll save, you know, add an extra 10 years to my life or
yep.
something of that nature. And that's, you know, that's ultimately what we do with plants. We take a plant and it's really susceptible to mildew, like we were talking about with the crepe myrtles.
So you know that going into it.
Yeah, we know that going into it. But now maybe we breed it with another plant that isn't as susceptible. Now the plant's stronger and not as susceptible. And, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, health with plants, just like health with people.
With people. And you know what? It's funny you bring that up because we have people call us up from time to time and they'll say, well, I've got three of the same plants and I'm taking care of, you know, they're all getting the same kind of care, but one is dying or not looking good. And what's the question, or I should say, what's the answer? And then we'll say, well, plants are like people. Some people are healthier than others. Some plants are healthier than others.
Yeah.
You could do all, you know, the right things to that plant. It's just not going to do well. It's just not as healthy. It's one of those things.
And when we had Nicholas on earlier talking about, and his first thing that he was mentioning was some of the watering. And people don't always consider, because we kind of take water out of the tap for granted. We feel it's always the same. No matter what day you turn it on, it's the same from the day that you turn it off, and so be it, right?
Couldn't be further from the truth.
Right? And it's so true. It depends on the time of year. It depends on where the water came from. It depends on how they treated it, because not all water comes from the same location. So sometimes, you know, for instance, in Carlsbad, they have a desal plant now, a desalination plant.
Right.
So some of their water is getting mixed, and if it happens to be from this desal plant, it was treated one way. If it happened to come through another reservoir, it's getting treated another way. And so sometimes you're watering, and the plants aren't responding. They're not growing well. They're turning yellow. It might be anemic. And you don't know why. You're fertilizing. They've done well for years.
You've done everything the same way for years.
Exactly. Yeah. And it might be just that watering issue. But then on the other flip side, sometimes your plants thrive. They do really, really well. And you don't know what to explain. Oh, I haven't done anything to them. The water was really good.
It was more good.
Rainwater kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay, it is break time. We have one more segment coming up with Tiger and Brian on this Saturday. If you're tuning in on the East Coast, we say good afternoon to you. Happy weekend. Happy Saturday. For the rest of us, still good morning. As we approach 46 minutes after the hour, Tiger Bryan here, Garden America, taking a break, coming right back.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Yeah, Tiger and I thought we'd have some Facebook fun and do weird things in front of the camera and, you know, just kind of go crazy here. Still getting questions about what the heck that plant is in front of you. We did post a link on Facebook Live.
Good.
But
So the Grevillea Ned Kelly is a wonderful selection of flowering Grevillea that you can find at most of your local nurseries. And there's a lot of varieties of Grevillea out there that are really wonderful. And this one happens to get about 4 feet by 4 feet, which is nice because sometimes they can get 6 feet by 6 feet. Sometimes it's 1 foot by 12 feet.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of varieties. They're kind of like a California lilac or ceanothus where you can get the plant you want because there's a lot of shapes and sizes out there, which is awesome.
Now, I just posted a link to GardenAmerica.com for a very good reason. Lots of reasons to go there, but we have a special package.
And it's the HB 101 gift pack. Which is excellent for this time of year because one of the comments people made on the Grevillea was, oh, I have one. It's wonderful foliage, but it's not blooming.
It's not doing well.
You know, or this, or, you know, I've planted this plant and it's not growing. HB 101 is a great product to use when transplanting or if a plant seems to be just struggling and you can't find out why.
A little tired.
Exactly, because it's not a fertilizer. So it doesn't have an NPK that's substantial or people need to be concerned about. What it does is it gets down into the roots and helps the roots develop to make the plant stronger and make the plant be able to absorb water and fertilizers better than what it is. So it's almost like a vitamin that gets the plant healthy enough.
I would say like a B12.
Yeah, like a B12 shot,
yes,
right?
Exactly. And I can tell you from experience, and so can you, because I bought some at your nursery a while back, you see results so quickly. You don't really have to wait around for 2 weeks.
No. And it's a super small amount. People look at the bottle and go, it's a $40 bottle. Oh, it's a $20 bottle. It seems like a really small.
It goes a long way.
We're talking drops.
Is it like, I think I want to say, is it a teaspoon to a gallon?
Something like that.
It's very close.
Yeah.
So a little bit goes a long way, and you'll see results.
And, you know, right now, getting ready to do some Christmas shopping, order it now, be there in plenty of time for the holidays. A great product to be able to give to that gardener for. It's something that you're going to give to a gardener and they're going to really appreciate because it's something they always want to get. And for some reason, they just never buy it for themselves.
Or have never heard of it.
Yeah.
And they're going to go, wow, this is really cool. So if you go to our website, and again, that's gardenamerica.com, but the link is up there on our Facebook page. That special gift pack of HB 101, you'll make yourself or somebody else very happy. And, you know, it's a different kind of a gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it does work.
You know, because we're all looking for those gifts to find right now. Oh, you know, I got to find my gift for my aunt.
It's got to be different.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun. It's a good one.
So HB 101, it is on our website, gardenamerica.com. along with other ideas, too. I know we talked about putting something up there on our page to sell for this fall that we did last year. John had some ideas, so keep looking for that. I'm not sure what he wants to put up there.
One of the things I think that we might have up there still, and I don't know if we do, we should put it back up there, is that trowel.
With the
bottle opener.
Absolutely.
That was a fun gift.
Yeah.
And that's going to be coming back around.
It'd be a great Christmas gift.
It'd be a great Christmas gift for anybody who gardens, but especially the gardener that likes to have a beverage while working out in the yard.
A beverage. Whatever your beverage of choice.
Yeah.
It's got a little hole for a can opener in the middle of the trowel. And it's a good trowel. It's not gimmicky. It's a good trowel.
No, it's solid.
Heavy,
trowel.
Solid. Is it, who's the manufacturer?
DeWitt.
Yeah, DeWitt. So most of us have heard of DeWitt.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay, we've got about 4 minutes to go. People, what should they be doing? It's fall. It's autumn. It's, depending upon where you live, obviously. Those that are going to be in snow country, you pretty much know the routine.
Yeah, they're moving their plants inside right now. They're preparing their gardens to kind of be overwintered. They're checking the irrigation system to make sure it doesn't freeze or do any of that kind of stuff right now. Obviously, the people in the warmer climates, we're planting our fall vegetables. We're doing our native gardening.
Yes.
We're planting native plants, planting those trees and shrubs so that way they get established through the fall into the winter, ready for spring. And also, we could be looking forward to some of the fertilizing amendment options. As we talked about, HB 101, a great product to use. You can use that any time of year. But at the same time, if you put down a nice fresh coat of mulch or compost over the beds, maybe you're going to overwinter them, but you want to amend the soil, make sure it's good for next year, that's a good time of year to do that as well.
Yeah, so again, like Tiger mentioned, you want things to winter over, but you want to, if depending on where you are, but also be active now so that plants are established for the spring. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people think I've got to wait to the spring to do anything, and that's really too late.
Yeah, you're going to be behind. You're going to be playing catch-up.
Yeah.
You got to get it done now.
Let's see. What else? A little checklist of things to do here.
Stone fruits.
Okay.
Those deciduous stone fruits that are going dormant right now. You're getting ready to do your dormant season sprays. So for those of you in the colder climate, you can start doing that November, December, where you're using your horticultural oil, your copper fungicide. You're spraying those trees to protect them into the next year. So, those oils and the soaps smother and kill the diseases on the stems of the trees. So that way, come the spring, you don't have things like peach leaf curl.
Yes.
You don't have the mildew problems. Maybe you have some other kind of borers or insects and you're protecting your tree against that. So that's a good thing to start looking forward to doing now as well.
And finally, we talked about it beginning of the show. It doesn't hurt because people have joined us since the beginning. With about a minute to go, Christmas tree advice. You mentioned your nursery is going to be getting Christmas trees in about a week.
Yep.
And so that means about a month and a half. How do you keep those trees looking good through Christmas, Tiger?
So right now you want to keep them shaded. You want to keep them cool. If you bring them inside, do not run your heater if at all possible.
It's going to dry out the needles.
Exactly.
And a good test when you buy a Christmas tree is to take a needle and bend it, and if it snaps, it's dry, right?
Right.
You don't want it to break off.
Right. You want it to be kind of a little bit pliable because therefore it's saturated with water.
Right.
I mean, most needles will have a crisp, but the difference between that snap,
yeah,
like a dry brittle needle, and that crisp break, mm-hmm, as far as like a fresh piece of lettuce.
Exactly.
So you can check that look out. Also, make sure you keep it in water. But the biggest thing, keep the room cool or keep the blinds closed.
And that's going to be tough for a lot of people that want to turn the heat on because it will dry plants. It's happened to me in the past where that plant's not looking good. I've been running the heater.
Yeah.
And especially with those Christmas trees. You said the optimum time to buy a Christmas tree to keep it looking good, maybe 1st of December?
Like the first week of December.
Okay.
That gives you an opportunity to bring it in, get it decorated, enjoy it. But also, it was probably freshly cut and it's going to last all the way through. 25 days.
Right.
It's going to last pretty good through that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That is going to do it for this edition. We got through. We're sorry that John broke down, but he's okay. He's at the garage, and he's standing around waiting for his radiator to be fixed as we kind of venture back in time to the 70s here. Hey, thank you so much. I want to thank the good folks at Biz Talk Radio keeping us on the air. I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Jeremiah, Zach, and everybody out there. On behalf of John Bagnasco, myself, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, thank you for tuning into Facebook Live, listening wherever you are. Remember, get growing America. Take care. Safe weekend, safe week. Take care. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.